An artist who spent the last 5 years working on a record-breaking photograph for the Cultural Olympiad may be disappointed at the final hurdle. Claire Newton has secured the final backing that she needs to exhibit her 1 kilometre-long photo of life in East London.
I bet Boots rub their hand with glee when she takes that in to be developed.
The only problem is strict rules on sponsorship mean it can't be accepted. Claire joins us now. Claire, tell us about this project then.
Hello, good morning. It's a very exciting project, actually, because it takes me on the most amazing adventures to meet extraordinary people. And wanted to make this kilometre-long art very exciting and get people jumping. So I have around about 5,000 people jumping. And
is this simultaneously, Claire, or do you do it individually and then kind of Photoshop them into one giant picture?
I do photograph them individually, so I get the best of the jumps. But very carefully Photoshop them. But I can't rely on Photoshop to do all the work. I have to very carefully blend them so that you won't see any joins or sort of lick and stick problems.
Wow. Claire, I've just realised what a ridiculous question Paul Ross just asked. As if you get a kilometre-mile-long queue of people jumping at same time.
I'm frankly disappointed at Claire's lack of ambition. I'm teasing.
Claire, so tell me, why can't it be part of the Olympiad?
Well, I'm still keeping my fingers crossed. It all's not quite lost. I hope, just watch this space.
But what was the problem? Why can't it be in the Olympiad?
Well, the problem is sponsorship, because everybody at the moment is applying for grants, as you can imagine. And it's been really, really hard to get a grant. And so what I've had to do is try and think of another way to achieve it and get, in effect, sponsorship through Goods in Kind. And I've been really unbelievably lucky. I've managed to raise probably around about £100,000 worth of print with 2 tons worth of fabric donated and a swimming pool worth of ink. And there's a fantastic machine. There's only 6 of these machines at Annapurna's that are in this country capable of producing such a monumental work of art.
I'm still staggered by the notion of a swimming pool full of ink.
I love that. Oh. I think I've swum in lakes like that.
So basically, though, because you had to go for sponsorship, is there a concern that the Olympics may then have reservations about allowing this to be displayed officially?
Yes, that's right. I mean, I've managed to raise enough grant to cover some of it, a little bit of it. So I've tried to keep, you know, a section aside that would fit the Cultural Olympics kind of criteria.
Right.
The other way, presumably, Claire, is to sort of, like, you know, suddenly come into £100,000 and pay off your sponsors.
Oh, in my dreams. I tell you, I'm driving the family mad because it's now, 5 years and not being employed. You know, this is a sort of self-induced poverty kind of, you know.
The labour of love as well. Are you jumping for your own photograph?
If somebody can press the trigger for me at the right time.
Oh, I'm sure there'll be plenty of volunteers for that. That would be fantastic to be in it, like Hitchcock.
I need to do 12 more jumps, one of which I want to do a really creative illusion jump. So do you think we can get some of your listeners to log up on Jump for London and sign up for the next jump?
I'm sure they might, if they can go along. Obviously, it's not something we've researched thoroughly, but it's Jump for London if you want to find out. But what is an illusion jump, then?
Well, I want to mix... get some art and pin it onto the wall into a corner and then get the jumper in front of the corner so then it looks like they're flying.
Because there was that bonkers French artist, he may have been the bloke who draped the Pont Neuf Bridge and stuff, but there was a guy who photographed himself leaping all around.
Oh, yes.
I can't remember his name.
So there was one called sort of like Christoffel or something.
So, yeah, that's the chap I'm thinking of, yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Claire, you're frankly bonkers, but we love you. We must keep in touch and find out more on whether this is going to be part of the Cultural Olympia. That's Claire Newton there. What was the website again for people getting more information?
Yeah, Jump for London. It's the number 4, london.co.uk.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Claire Newton there.